Arista, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, hi Aaron, how are you?
Good, and yet more activity going on at the chamber here. You guys have started a program where you've kind of connected with Helping Hands for the holiday season. Why don't you explain a little bit about that?
Sure. No, we have partnered with Helping Hands this season just to kind of assist with their children's gift giving program. So here at the chamber, we have a binder that is full of names of kids, newborn to age 12, who have listed their wish list for Christmas. So if you are looking for a good reason to serve or a way to serve the community this holiday season, we encourage you to come in. It's been really inspiring right now. So far we have 34 families who have, people have come in and taken names and brought in gifts for those kids. Currently we have about 37 more children, ages again 2 to 12, who are in need of a gift this season. So
anyone that's really interested in this program just needs to stop in the chamber office.
Yep, absolutely. And we will set you up.
And so that involves, are there any requirements for the gifts, or?
There's not. Now, again, the children have listed what they would like for Christmas, but they've also listed the clothes sizes. Parents have been really good about listing whether they need things like books or socks or even underwear. So there are things that are needed, items that are needed on that list.
All right. And so is there any timeline for this then?
December 21st is the deadline for the Christmas gifts. So, yeah, we would like the gifts to be here at the office by then, and we will get them to the proper families.
And you said you've already received a good response from the community.
We have. We have so far received, it's, again, been very inspiring to see this, but the community has come in, and so far 34 families have been adopted. So.
And what is the response from Helping Hands been?
I think really good. I mean, of course, right now they're very overwhelmed, right? I mean, they have a lot going on, and they're really trying to serve in a lot of capacities, but they're very thankful and very grateful for what the chamber can do and what the community can do more so.
All right, and then moving on also, we have the Chamber Awards that are going to be, the nominations are due at the end of this month. But you guys recently renamed them.
We did. Very, very exciting. One of the things that we were kind of looking at was just a way to honor the people who have really done really well for this community, have served this community really well. And the word that kept jumping out was impact. So we wanted to honor the people who've impacted the community this past year. So it made sense to rename the awards that. So the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Awards is what they are called now.
And if you just don't mind reviewing actually what the awards are and how you can nominate someone and what the qualifications are, that
sort
of thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we have got 7 categories for nominations, and they are Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year, Educator of the Year, Farmer of the Year, Community Service Award, Humanitarian Award, and then, of course, the Matthew C. Job Pride in Knoxville Award. And what you can do is you can call the chamber office, and we can email you a copy. All you have to do is just fill out the form and send it on back, or mail it to you, or just come in and get a hard copy and fill it out and send it in. Basically, again, we are just wanting your nominations for who you think has impacted the community of Knoxville this past year, and we want to honor them at our annual awards banquet, which will be January 28th of next year.
And what are the criteria for deciding this?
Well, basically, the criteria is the nominee must reside or own a business in Knoxville School District. If a nominee is deceased, the nominee must have resided or owned a business in the district prior to their death. So that's pretty much the only criteria. We really just, we want to hear from you and hear why the person has been nominated and why you feel they should be.
And then the chamber board is the one that then goes through the nominations and decides.
Yep, the board a committee will kind of sort those nominations, and the board will decide, and we will let the award winner know.
And the deadline is?
December 30th at 2 p.m.
All right, so that's the Friday before New Year's Eve then, 2 p.m.
It is.
All right, is there anything else you wanted to talk about today?
Nope, I just want to encourage people to shop local. We're coming down to Christmas is in 10 days, and we just want to encourage people to shop local this holiday season and support your businesses. There are a lot of great things out there and great ideas for gift giving.
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right, well, thank you very much, Larissa.
Thanks for having me.